Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I want to know, do I have to pre-register for that one at Montgomery Mall?
Montgomery Mall. Okay, hold on a minute.
Let me see. Starts Monday.
Okay. Is it walk-in or drive-up?
Yeah, and that's 65 and older.
Okay, it's not listed for Montgomery. That's Montgomery. What county?
It's,
county is Montgomery?
It's for Montgomery, yeah, because I heard it on TV this morning, too.
Okay,
it
we
starts,
have...
And it's on WSFA. Saying, you know, their news saying that it starts Monday through Friday. They're going to try to do 1,000 each day.
Okay, and that's for the vaccine?
Yes. I didn't know if I had to pre-register or not.
Okay, I see a Montgomery County Health Department for on Mobile Highway. And that's a ma'am.
This one was at Montgomery Mall.
Okay, well, that one haven't given an update for that one. I just got a drive-through and a walk-in clinic.
Yeah,
but
it's drive-through.
It's nothing showing for Montgomery, though. Montgomery.
And
it's
if
nothing.
You went there and drove through, would they turn you away if you didn't have your pre-registration?
No. How did you get the pre-registration?
I thought that's what I heard on TV.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do a pre-registration, but I don't know if they're sending you out any... Are they sending out forms or something? Now, I can give you a number to pre...
I know nothing.
Okay.
What I,
I get...
It just
okay.
says here the demands continue to exceed. We know
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And they qualify for the vaccine if they're 75 or older. But on February 8th, the addition of people 65 or older and frontline critical workers will add to the million that are eligible to receive the vaccine.
Okay, well, they hadn't updated us then for that then. Now, only thing I can get you the number to you can pre-register your name, put your name in. But as far as anything else,
is that
I don't
all you
see.
Do is just put your name in and that's it?
Yeah, they're supposed to call you back.
Show up?
Yeah, you can pre-register. They're supposed to call you back. But hold on a minute. Let me see this. Yeah, it didn't show nothing for Montgomery, though.
I was trying to figure out how to wing it with work.
Ma'am?
I was trying to figure out how to do this with work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm still not showing anything for Montgomery. You said it was Montgomery Mall?
Yeah, there's going to be by the fire department or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever that is.
Nope, nothing for Montgomery on our staff. Now, I can give you the 85 number you can call and pre-register, put your name in, and someone's supposed to call you back. But now I don't know when they might call you back.
Oh, otherwise mm-hmm. you can just show up.
If they say it's walk-up, yeah, just show up. If they say it's a walk-up, uh-huh.
Okay,
but you can call back. You said it's supposed to be on the 8th, right?
Yeah, starts
so today
the,
is the
week.
Today is the 3rd. Today the 3rd, so call back Friday or Sunday
okay.
and check, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And do you want that? Do you want the
yeah,
number for the
ahead.
Pre-register? Okay, it's 855 566
okay.
5333. That's 855-566-5333.
Okay, that's where I went wrong. I saw that number on TV too, only I put 5353.
Okay, no. 5333. Okay, well, thank you for calling the Department
thank
of Public
you.
Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.